So the combined effect of the investment and the performance of the squad and the Harry Maguire purchase makes it possible for us to do the things that we need to do. And frankly, this is a transaction that we had hoped to get finished in the summer. It didn't work out that way. It's worked out now. And the resources that were available then were the resources we use now. So not a difficult proposition from a funding standpoint. It was more about each of the clubs coming to a position where we, you know, where all the parties were willing to do something. We have several transactions that are identified and that are in very positive stages of closure, and cross the T's and dot the I's and make the announcements when all is ready. And we are conscientiously trying to spread out some of the announcements so that each of these new blades gets a proper reception. So I'll say that there's a theme in our recruiting, and it is that we've gone after, you know, our top acquisitions in this window are all cup-tied. You know, so this is a message from us to blades everywhere that the priority is
getting out of League One.
Yeah. Amen.
Let's talk about investment, because that's something that's always on the tips of the tongues of the supporters. And some have been critical, I think,
sure,
because they expected more in terms of finances being pumped into the first team squad. You guys crunch the numbers. You know exactly what's gone into the squad. You're not always able to defend yourselves, so I'll allow you to do that now. What has been the level of investment in this team this season?
The first couple of years of investment have involved, you know, our, you know, it's an eight-figure program. We've completed that program. Some of that money has been used, and some of it has not. It has certainly made it possible for us to dramatically slow the pace of players going out. You could see that in our finances for the 2013-2014 season, that we had dropped from above, you know, the $4.5 million range, to just about $1 million on player sales type of revenues. That pattern is holding this year. Of course, we had the unwanted but nevertheless done sale of Harry Maguire. You can think of the transactions that we're doing now as being, you know, a deployment of those resources. But the ability to deploy those resources to player investment is a byproduct of investment. So, you know, whether you describe what we've done as filling the hole or you know, more, I think what we're doing right now is an example of, you know, how it is that we're not just doing that. And we have a very expensive player wage bill. You know, and the number of players that we have on hand is substantial. I think while the cup runs are alive, it would be wise for us to keep robust squads. You know, I think the difference between finishing seventh last season and getting that one extra win that would have put us into the top six was legginess. You know, we had played, you know, with the makeup games that we played and the cup matches, we got to the point where, you know, the guys were playing every Tuesday and every Saturday without a break for, you know, a couple months on end. And that, I think that cost us, you know, a little bit there at the end. And maybe we would have been able to carry it through. Didn't happen. But, you know, this year we are robust. We have the capacity to, I think, to make good on a serious league campaign, and if the cup runs continue, to take care of the cup matches. So, and we'll see. You know, it's up to the gaffer to decide how to deploy the resources. He's made all the decisions in this window, you know, if he thinks we should thin here or there, or trim or add, that's still his business. So, if he sees when the window closes, if there's loan, opportunities that we should take advantage of, those will be for him to choose. I guess it'd be my guess that when the window's closed, we should be at four or five transactions on a permanent basis, and then we'll just leave open, on an as-needed basis what we do from there. But this will be a serious window, I think our best window in years.